All right, so this is a video from the Piers Morgan show, and the George Costanza there in the corner. That's the guy who's going to comment it, but we're not going to get into his commentary. We're just going to play the part that's important, a clip from the Piers Morgan show that he's then going to comment on, which I'm not going to play. But this guy, thank you for going and finding this clip. He's called Too Lazy to Try. I also was too lazy to try to find this clip, so I'm going to thank him. And let's listen to what Andrew Wilson has to say about how men should comport themselves in their everyday lives.
I would not want to be that guy, that person who just cannot control their internal emotions.
Okay, so now that we heard from Andrew Wilson himself about how a man should handle himself, let's see how Andrew handles himself when somebody tries to get under his skin or just points out an objective fact about Andrew's life.
I'm totally honest with you. I will never be able to convince you of my worldview.
You won't.
I know. But the reason is not because I'm not a great orator, or I don't make good points, or I have...
I love it! Okay, so first of all, I gotta stop it there. So I love a humble brag. It's not even a humble brag. This is the pride that I was talking about. It's not because I'm not a great orator, or I don't have great rhetoric. So this dude is literally coming out and saying, I mean, talk about self-glazing. I'm a great orator. My rhetoric is stupendous. The reason I come across as so brilliant isn't because I pit myself against total complete morons on meth. Nah, it's because I'm a genius. Yeah, okay, pal. Continue, my prideful friend. Yeah.
I haven't said things which should be compelling to a person. But, Charlie, I just think, honestly, you're too fucking stupid to understand them.
So, Andrew...
I love it! So I'm going to insult you in the most obnoxious, in-your-face way possible. I'm not even going to try to hide it. I'm just going to come out and say you're so effing stupid. You couldn't possibly understand what I have to say. Yeah. What? This guy's a brilliant debater? I mean, all he has is these personal attacks. Just personal attacks. I'm just so frustrated. Now, this is, first of all, this is the first chink in his armor, that he will get so frustrated so easily that he's so unable to convince this person. By the way, she's a lefty. You're not going to convince her of things like free market economics. You're not going to convince her of any of your conservative talking points. Yeah, it could be because she's dumb, or it could be because she's ideologically captured. Okay? And is suffering from a cognitive dissonance, and she's just not able to escape the bubble that she's within. It may not be a problem with her IQ so much as it is her ideology, which has now become a part of how she self-identifies, and letting go of that, the possibility of losing who and what she is, because her beliefs are so intrinsically tied to her self-image, how she views herself, her perception of self, that it would just destroy her entire world if she did that. So when you give these talking points, when you give these views, opinions, facts, in many cases, that are anathema to what is essentially her self-image, yeah, it's going to be much more difficult. So I don't know if it's a matter of stupidity, cognitive dissonance, any of the other things I mentioned. But anyway, let's continue. But yeah, just insult her. And then you're surprised. So he insults her. Now, of course, she's going to fire a salvo right back at him. But he flips out, man. She didn't flip out. But so this is great.
Can I sell you on my worldview?
Yes.
Your wife has three baby daddies and has been married twice before.
And you
under your snizz. Under your religion.
Uh-huh. You lick snizz.
I love it. He's flipping out. So he's triggered. You can't in any way, shape, or form say he's not triggered. This dude is triggered. And you lick snizz. So he's getting personal. So first he started this. He got personal when he personally insulted her. She fires back. Did she flip out? No. No, I've seen this broad stuff before. She's a moron. She's an idiot. She's bordering on brain dead. She's bordering on, vegetative state. Okay. But she didn't do the low IQ kind of no impulse control thing that Andrew's doing. Flipping out. And attacking him back like a rabid dog. losing emotional control, essentially. Wait, Andrew, I thought that a man has to control himself. I thought that a man cannot allow himself, will not allow himself, a real man will not be manipulated by others into losing his cool. He's going to have control of his emotions, right, Andrew? Apparently not. Apparently, Andrew is pretty easily triggered. And I can speak to this in firsthand experience because I've spoken to Andrew. The dude loses his shit. Literally. It doesn't take much. We did converse briefly in his comments before we conversed behind the scenes, and he flipped out because I left a comment on one of his videos that just, you know, called into questions an observation he had made in one of his videos. Dude flipped out! Then we started talking behind the scenes, and oh, he flipped out even more, calling me name after name after name. Now, this is part of Andrew's character. He has poor impulse control, and he's very easily triggered, and he does not have control of his emotions. And he justifies it by a worldview, a philosophy, from a series of books that I very easily recognize. He's a big fan of the Sword of Truth novels, and they're great books, by the way. And they were written by Terry Goodkind. And within these books, the main character is a guy by the name of... I forget, geez, it's been a long time since I read him. Richard Rall. It wasn't originally Richard Rall, but anyway, Richard Cipher. And he's the seeker of truth. He's essentially really, really smart guy, sees the world for what it is, and very based, probably somebody Andrew wishes he could be, but isn't. And he was also a master of the sword and a master of the way, and the dance with death. And within the dance with death is the fundamental principle at the heart of all action that flows from that dance, and that is to cut. When in doubt, cut. Always cut. To defeat your opponent, you cut. You act. You cut. No hesitation. Now, the problem with Andrew is he's taken this to heart. And he applies this to every aspect of his life. When he's presented with a challenge, just cut. Attack. Attack. Rapidly attack. The problem is he doesn't understand the dance with death because he's never actually trained in any type of combat art. And so there is also the principle of when not to cut. But you see, Andrew, because of who he is at a fundamental level, he doesn't know any other way. And he justifies embracing the worst side of himself, which we're seeing here, with the philosophy of the dance with death. But he doesn't know when not to attack, when not to cut. And so whenever he's presented with any kind of pushback that just even... pricks his fragile ego in the tiniest way, rah! He is just coming at you with everything he's got, both barrels loaded, emptying those barrels into it. He doesn't know any other way. And I think that he justifies it by following this type of, all or nothing philosophy. Defeat your foe no matter what. Just when you're in doubt, cut. Cut, always cut until your enemy is defeated. That is the way that he approaches debates. That is the way he approaches life. And he uses this to justify his rather uncontrolled outbursts. He has these outbursts, and he justifies them by this type of philosophy. But anyway, I digress. Let's continue.
What is that?
You're a fucking dyke. Don't talk shit about my wife, you stupid bitch. Shut your fuck.
So you can insult me. Call me names, but I can't state, point out, observe objectively true facts about your wife. Right. Number one, I don't know that this broad is stupid. Probably is. She doesn't sound all that bright to me. But that is a personal attack, an insult. Why is she now not allowed to point things out to you? Why is she not allowed to fire back in kind? Oh, because she's talking about me, it's about my wife. Yeah, but she's just stating a fact, like you did, right?
Fucking mouth. Shut your stupid bitch mouth.
Wow. So, okay, so you started this, Ed. Wow, he's losing it. Look at him. He's out of control. This dude, he sells himself as some kind of alpha male guru. Of course, he's fat. Out of shape. A gluttony. There's another cardinal sin. He's a boozer. He smokes probably 2-3 packs a day. Needs that nicotine, I guess. Because he's so out of shape, you know. Needs that brain stimulant, yo. Ever heard of caffeine, Andrew? No. That's not bad enough for me. No, I need cigarettes. And so, you know, I'm going to lose my cool, man. I'm going to lose my shit and attack this woman. But you attacked her already. You called her stupid. I mean, that's where he lost control right there. He got frustrated with her, that he couldn't convince her of his worldview. She kept pushing back. So instead of continuing to be logical and reasonable and rational, I'm just going to cut to the personal attacks. But when she does the same thing, and by the way, in not nearly as vicious a manner, oh, I got to attack her even harder. I got to cut until she's defeated. Cut. When in doubt, cut. Always cut. Till your enemy is defeated, dead. Overdoes it. He doesn't know when not to cut.
Your wife with the three baby
What did
dyes?
I just say,
your
dyke?
Your wife with the...
He doesn't know how to do anything else. I don't understand how this is actually debate. He calls it blood sport debating. Again, I think this is just a play to his nature to allow him to act out in a negative way and to indulge in the worst aspects of himself. But then he's able to excuse it by saying, oh, well, it's all part of the debate. This is how debating works. This is not how debating works, by the way. It's not supposed to work this way. Anyway, I don't know why. What's his name? Brian Atlas there isn't jumping in. Guess because, you know, he's not much of an, you know, arbiter, not much of a moderator. But anyway, this is now just devolved into personal attacks. And Andrew is going to continue attack, break you down, try to intimidate you, try to defeat you in any way possible. Doesn't matter how, doesn't matter what methods are required, just as long as your enemy is defeated, cut. He doesn't know when not to cut.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Dyke. Is she morally inconsequential in comparison to your ditch licking?
Well, so morally speaking, I would say your wife's past is certainly questionable. Let's just say that. And by the way, this broad accused prior mates of hers of, you know, abuse and domestic violence, DV. And by the way, you should know there's no police reports. No actual evidence of this. But yeah, she claims that they were abusive men. You see, I left them. My prior relationships didn't work out because they were abusive men. Yeah, how many times have I heard that? Me too, anybody? Yeah, it's very popular now. It's very in vogue to be a victim. And of course, when in doubt, blame the man. Gee, his wife sounds very much like a modern-day effinist. But she's supposed to be a based Christian Orthodox fundamentalist. What's going on here? Oh, so she's got that. And by the way, it certainly calls into question her judgment. Certainly calls that into question. What are you doing getting with abusive dudes? What do you get with these loser dudes for, sweetheart? And she's older than him by the way, almost 5 years. That also speaks to Andrew's value or lack thereof. As a man. But anyway, yeah. So, you know, yeah, she gets with these loser guys who she herself calls losers and abusers, and she pops out 3 kids by them. And then she gets with her savior, Andrew, and, you know, acts very much not like a traditional conservative Christian woman. But anyway, let's continue. Anyway, let's get back into it.
Do the men that you try to...
Do the women that
like,
you try
show
to...
Show your hatred against...
Do the
do
women
they,
that
like,
you try to...
convince them that they shouldn't...
You know,
like,
Charlie, did I bring...
Women? Do they know
Charlie,
that
did I bring your family...
Older?
Did I bring any of your
you
family into
fucking
anything?
Stupid.
Yeah, so this is not a real distinction here. He's trying to create some kind of distinction between the things... what he said, the personal attacks that he made, between those and hers... And he's somehow trying to imply, well, he's coming out right and saying that what she did was a step above what he did in severity in the negative because she didn't just attack him personally. He brought her wife into it. I mean, she brought his wife into it. Although, you got a minute to... It's easy to confuse this woman for a he. Oh, she's a lesbo as well, so that explains a few things. Look at the way she's dressed. Yikes. She's not a bad-looking broad either. It's unfortunate that she decided to go that way. Oh, well. Dead end in regards to her genes. But anyway, there's no difference. You insulted her, she insulted you. You insulted her intelligence, she insulted your choice in wives. Both are something legitimate to bring up. In fact, actually, what she had to say is more legitimate than what you did. You just personally attacked her and called her stupid, which I don't know what that has to do with the argument in hand, what you were discussing. Meanwhile, she brought up something that's very pertinent to the very subjects that you speak about, the very ideology that you preach, and the very beliefs that you claim to have and maintain as a so-called Orthodox paleo conservative Christian. So actually, what she brought up has more veracity than what you brought up, Andrew, in regards to your worldview and your beliefs in reference to what you're now discussing. But yet somehow she's not allowed to do that. And she's also not allowed to reply to your personal attack with what you could call a personal attack, but is really just an observation. I mean, she didn't get into any kind of name-calling like you did, Andrew. She just pointed out an objective fact that you took offense at. By the way, all she did was state the truth. What do you mean she attacked you? Okay, now this is a cell phone, and this is Andrew telling on himself. All she did was pointed out objective reality. And what did Andrew do? He got triggered and offended and is now saying that stating truth, fact, without any vitriol, but just plain old objective fact, is a personal attack and an insult. Which means he himself is acknowledging that his choices and his choice of wife and his wife's three baby daddies, and him entering into marriage with her, is a negative and bad. Does he realize what he's doing here? Admitting that he views his choices as bad, as negative, as a demonstration of poor judgment on his part, and that it calls into question his veracity as a good paleoconservative Christian? Does he realize that he's actually coming out here and saying that, yeah, it's bad. Otherwise, I wouldn't be getting upset. People only get offended when something is true. An insult only bothers you if it's true! He's acknowledging that all his choices that she's making reference to are bad by reacting the way he is. But this guy's a genius. Huh?
Did I say anything about your family being stupid, Charlie?
It's irrelevant. You're making a... You're making a distinction where it doesn't really exist. I mean, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You insulted her, she insulted you. Now he's trying to create this kind of, this schism between the two. Oh, well, you know, there's a difference between me insulting you and me insulting your family. One is worse. But they're both insults against you, right?
Good.
It's because I'm better than you, Charlie.
No, it's...
See, now, this is where Andrew's insecurity comes in. And by the way, she's owning him, and she's making him react in an emotional manner, so now she controls him. Listen to this. He's better than her. Really? How? You might be better at some things, but are you better than her? Are you more valuable than her? I don't know. It depends. I mean, what kind of values are we speaking? What kind of value are we talking about? How insecure this is. By the way, anybody that comes out and says I'm better than you is overcompensating for low self-esteem, and all they're really doing is demonstrating insecurity on their part. But I thought that real men were supposed to be in control of their own emotions and weren't supposed to react in this kind of way, Andrew. I was justified. She attacked me, but no, actually you attacked her, you idiot. You started this, and now you're objecting that she responded in kind. You idiot!
because you're embarrassed, and you know that the traditional...
Yes, she's right. You are embarrassed, Dan. And by the way, he reacts this way with anybody that tries to bring this stuff up. And he won't answer honestly, by the way. When he had that, what a debate that wasn't actually a debate with Coach Greg Adams, was it? Where he didn't even debate at any time during that entire discussion the actual subject of the debate, but he just constantly shifted around and talked about whatever the hell he wanted to talk about, and he never actually debated the actual debate subject, so he lost by default. But, you know, when Coach Greg Adams started to question him there, you know, he dodged, he evaded, he wouldn't answer, because he knows it looks bad. It looks bad! Now, there's a lot of R-pilled people out there who have low self-esteem themselves, who are just, you know, suffering from battered man syndrome, and they're willing to embrace anybody that'll tell them nice things about themselves and what they want to hear and be nice to them and champion men. They're willing to tolerate a hypocrite like this guy. But do not kid yourself. This guy is a hypocrite of the highest order.
Values mm-hmm. that you try to sell people
okay.
on are bullshit because
Let's
you are not
it.
A traditional man.
Chuck.
Right. He doesn't follow his own teachings. He doesn't practice what he preaches. Single mama's bad, which they are, by the way. Avoid them. And by the way, I love this. Andrew, of course, would counter, well, what did I do wrong? What did I do bad? I married a woman and took care of her kids. I loves them kids like they was my own. How is that a bad thing? I know how. Because if a simpy, dimpy, wimpy dude like you wifes up a single mom, it sends the message to other single moms that there's a dude out there that is going to save them. It sends the message that, hey, if I screw up and choose the wrong guy, get with Chad, get with Tyrone because he's hot or because he's got money or both, he's tall, he's got a six-pack, he drives a Maserati. If I choose the wrong guy for all the wrong reasons, somebody like Andrew will bail me out. So I can make all the bad choices I want in life, and somebody is always going to be there to save me. So, I don't know, that's one way where what you did is bad. Oh, no, it's good. It's good is. Yeah, okay, Andrew, keep coping, my friend. Cope and seethe, Andrew, as you're seething here. Because this woman, got your goat. Cope and seethe, baby.
Let's go through
you
it.
You are not a traditional
Let's
man.
Go through it, Chuck.
She's a dummy, but she's a calm dummy. I mean, she's more in control of her emotions than him. I gotta give her that, yo. She might even be able to open a pickle jar.
Tell me what I'm doing which is immoral.
What you're doing which is immoral?
Yeah.
I think that you have been complicit in convincing young men
mm-hmm.
that...
No, my family dynamic. What am I doing?
You are sending the message to women that they can expect a simp, which you are, by your own logic, to come along and save them. And so they continue with their bad behavior because what you're doing is enabling that behavior and you're sending bad messaging out into the world. The exact same kind of messaging that you say is why we should hand over power to the Catholic Church to run our lives instead of the state. Not sure how you, Andrew, would be any better, considering you can't follow your own rules and guidelines for life.
Being married to my wife.
I don't think it's immoral.
Chuck, all you're doing is saying, so Chuck, should I be, shouldn't you actually be saying that, Andrew, you're doing a good thing. Hang on.
Okay, Andrew, she's pointing out your hypocrisy. Okay. She's pointing out your hypocrisy. She's steel-manning in a way. And she's saying that by your own worldview, Andrew, which she doesn't agree with, but it's your worldview. This is great. Well, it's okay, Chuck, because by your worldview, what I'm doing is good. What about your worldview, Andrew? Isn't by your worldview what you've done is bad? I don't want to talk about that. I want to now latch onto and use this dyke, lesbo, lefty, libtard, moron's worldview to justify my bad actions. Which are objectively bad by my own metric. You can't make this shit up! Whoa!
Hang on, Charlie, I just want to make sure I got this right.
Huh?
Am I doing a good thing?
Not by your worldview, Andrew, and we know what your worldview is.
Am I doing good thing?
Do you think your wife is a charity case?
By taking care of children who weren't...
Well, she is a charity case! She has no job. The only reason that she has any success at all is because she's ridden Andrew's coattails to success. She wrote a book about evil evanism! Yeah, that she essentially stole all the talking points off of other people in the RPL space, her husband who came along and did the hard work long before her, during a time where this stuff was not even allowed to be talked about, and I was booted off of YouTube back in 2017 for talking about these very same things. All she is a glorified parrot, and so is this guy.
Mine? Was I doing a good thing? Whose fathers abandoned them? Was I doing good?
They did that. She left the dudes. There's two sides to every story. I would like to talk to Rachel's exes and hear what they have to say. Because I don't trust or believe what she has to say. Because I don't believe all women like you, Andrew. You obviously believe everything your wife has had to say. Have you talked to these guys? You don't know?
Yeah, you're doing a good thing.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
I don't think he is. I don't think he is at all. I think that Rachel should have to be left to her own devices and have to take care of herself and suffer the consequences of her own bad choices. But hey, what do I know? Wait a second, isn't that what Andrew also espouses? Yeah, well, don't try to hold me to my own standards, lady. What are you thinking?
Chuck, why did you use that as a form of personal attack on me? Even though...
So it's a personal attack. He's not attacking your wife, he's attacking you. And just like she's... excuse me, she. I keep calling her a he. I mean, well, you can see why. So all she did was responded in kind... But unlike you, she didn't freak out and flip her lid, which you say is unmanly. So you're unmanly. Well, this guy doesn't seem very able to adhere to his own moral prescriptions or belief system.
Oh, you think I'm a good person doing a good thing?
I'm convincing you of my worldview.
You're very convincing, Chuck.
Under my worldview?
I'm a good person?
You can marry your...
Yeah, but under your own worldview, Andrew, you're actually not a good person and you're doing bad things because you're enabling bad behavior.
Your wife and no one would judge you. And you can raise the children that aren't yours and no one would judge you.
Yeah, I think that's a bad thing, by the way. I think judgment is good. We all do it anyway. It's natural. And there's a reason it's natural. You want to survive in this world, you got to be able to judge other people. You got to be able to judge the veracity of their words, their honesty, their truthfulness, their character. Because, you know, hey, your life might be in their hands even now. Certainly your livelihood in many cases. So, and your reputation in many cases, especially when it's your wife. So, yeah, judgment, kind of important. Not like these lefties who say, don't judge. And of course, they say that because they're a bunch of hedonistic, degenerate scumbags who are regularly doing things that are harmful to their own well-being. They don't want to be judged themselves.
No, they would still judge me, Chuck.
Under your worldview, yeah. That would not be so. Christian nationalists?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about it?
Isn't even acceptable.
Do you understand what...
She's correct. Well, at least the being a single mama part isn't acceptable, you know. It would also be frowned upon to get with a, you know, single mama, unless she was a widow. If you were talking about a woman that had kids, out of wedlock, bastard kids, yeah, guess what? Your fellow Christians in the Orthodox Church, especially in the 1950s, which Andrew tends to venerate, yeah, they wouldn't approve. She would be looked down upon, and for good reason.
What Christianity is? Do you think
that? Yes, I was raised Christian. Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Protestant.
I don't think he is. I think all this for Andrew is performative. He just sins too much. There's too much sin, and he's too flagrant about it. I don't think Andrew is a real Christian. It's just an act. I mean, have you heard his wife? I mean, you're looking at this guy and the way he acts, the way that he comports himself in reality, he's no Christian. I mean, he's at least committing 3 or 4 cardinal sins multiple times on a daily basis, and he calls himself an Orthodox Christian. And I think he just does that because Orthodoxy appears to and is perceived as like the most hardcore, old school, paleo, he likes that word, kind of legit Christianity that didn't have all these reformations. It's the real deal, and I'm one of them. I think it's just performative for this guy. It's just an act, yo. It's just an act. This guy is one of the most greedy, grasping, materialistic mofos I've ever seen. He regularly brags about it, pats himself on the back. The self-glazing is absurd. Talk about pride. Well, it's just an act. I'm just putting on a performance for the camera, don't you know? Bull. I'll tell you what's the act. Your Christianity. That's what's the act. You say it, but you don't live it, my friend. Not only do your past actions not conform with Christianity, Christian teachings, and trying to be the best Christian you can be, which is essentially not sinning, the biggies on a daily basis, the big cardinal ones, but that's big part right there. Not sinning, but you have to live it. You don't just say it. I'm going to say I'm a Christian, but what about actually, you know, living your life like one? Nah, I don't think so. I don't like the charity thing. I'm greedy. living my life with temperance and moderation. I like getting drunk too much and stuff in my face and being a fat pig. I like the gluttony. I like the hedonism. But materialism's bad. As he sits there and sucks down 40-ouncer after 40-ouncer, cigarette after cigarette, and hoagie after hoagie. What is this guy talking about? He's not a Christian. Get the hell out of here. I think I'm going to end it here. This is so stupid. So, this guy, he regularly contradicts himself, regularly shows himself as a hypocrite, by 100% going against not only Christian teachings, which he does time and time again in the form of cardinal sins on a daily basis, but he also doesn't follow his own prescriptions for how to be a man, which is constantly telling men how to be every day, which is his whole shtick, and he can't even adhere to it. But I'm supposed to listen to you? I don't care if you're right. I'll listen to somebody else, and I'll enrich and enfranchise and fatten up the wallet of somebody else. Somebody who actually practices what they preach. I have some self-respect, yo. How about you teach that? No. If guys had self-respect, they wouldn't listen to me because I'm a big fake fraud phony, and I'm very obvious about it. If they had self-respect, they would turn me off and stop donating. So, no. I'm not going to teach that. This freaking guy. What a grifter. Oh, this kid is a grifter. Not like a complete grifter. But anyway, let me know what you think. Is Andrew Wilson, am I just getting him all wrong? Oh, no, realist, you know. But his past is the past. That was 2012, 2013. That was 12, 13 years ago that he, cheated on his wife and, you know, left Tamuka Maka, Shaquilla Bamba Mamba for Rachel and cheated on Shaquilla Tamaka, whatever the hell her name is, with Rachel and had two kids with Rachel out of wedlock, you know, so those kids are bastards, essentially. Are they technically bastards because they were had out of wedlock? But now they're married? Would they still be bastards? I don't know how the particulars of that work. But that was, you know, that was 12, 13 years ago. He's changed now, but we've seen he hasn't! I pointed out to you example after example of how this guy is in no way, shape, or form a Christian. He's anti-Christian. let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have already. Not that it's going to help you get notified of my content, because YouTube doesn't notify my current followers now or promote my videos now. But it can't hurt. Leave a comment. I've heard it's good for the algorithm. I don't know. I haven't seen any positives of that. And please consider donating to my GoFundMe. There's a link in the description. You can find out what that's all about. Maybe join my Patreon. And, check out my social media. Follow me on Facebook, on Twitter. I had to get a new Twitter because, I don't know, Twitter locked me out of my old one. Imagine that. Anyhow, on that note, I am out of here. I am the realist philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.